This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated.
Release the Kraken!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What we are really dealing with here and uncovering more by the day is the massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China, and the interference with our elections here in the United States.
Communists, their goal, world domination.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Now, the software itself, it can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it. And we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
Let's win this thing for America, right?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I don't know if that was the Kraken that was released today by the Trump legal team, but it was a lot of interesting information. And you just heard mostly in that introduction, Sidney Powell, the attorney for Michael Flynn, the general, and she's in the middle of this, and she's dealing with some of the more thorny legal questions, which is, how were these votes shifted? And we think we're going to have her on tomorrow, and we're going to have Joe DiGenova on at the bottom of the hour. Joe DiGenova was at the press conference today. He's one of the lawyers. He's a regular on this show. And we'll be talking with him about the various legal challenges. As you know, they're all over the country. Arizona, Nevada, moving east, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania. It's quite a mess. It's not just one state and three counties or two counties in one state like Florida in 2000 with Bush and Gore and the Hanging Chads. This is so much more convoluted than Hanging Chads, and there are all sorts of storylines here. Republicans being threatened in Wayne County, Michigan, with their kids being assaulted or killed by Democrats, and you have supposedly a server that's been confiscated by somebody, and we don't know if it was if this is a private server or a CIA server. Our reporter here on Newsmax, Emeril Robinson, asked Sidney Powell about this story. Louie Gohmert has been talking about it, the congressman from East Texas, and Emeril said there were reports that a piece of hardware, possibly a server, was picked up in Germany. She asked this to Sidney Powell. Is that true? And is it related to this? And Sidney Powell said, that is true. It is somehow related to this, but I do not know if good guys got it or bad guys got it. So again, this is going to take a while to play out. And, don't get discouraged tonight if you happen onto, one of the other cable news channels and they're denigrating the press conference today and saying they didn't produce any evidence. And you know, I'm sure the broadcast networks will be even worse than the cable channels, the other cable channels. But don't let it get you down. This is not over, not by a long shot. And we're going to have to see how it plays out in all these different states. And again, we'll be talking more with Joe DeGeneva about it. And let me let you hear Sidney Powell talking about the how this software was used and how it's employed to flip votes. Cut number eight, Taylor.
Now, the software itself was created with so many variables and so many back doors that can be hooked up to the internet or a thumb drive stuck in it or whatever. But one of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in. That's when they came in the back door with all the mail-in ballots, many of which they had actually fabricated.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, Rudy's going to take a lot of grief tonight again on the left-wing mainstream media, which now includes Fox News Channel. And the fact is that Rudy was the first guy on election night who noticed that all these states had suddenly stopped counting the votes all at once, and he was the one who persuaded President Trump to go out at 2 o'clock thereabouts in the morning on Wednesday morning after the election and say, wait a second, this thing isn't over. There's a rampant thievery afoot, or words to that effect. I mean, he came up with that. And she made all kinds of allegations about the Smartmatic and about Dominion, and one of the Fox rhinos was talking, saying, "Well, you know, perhaps the Dominion should sue Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, and I'm sure they would welcome a lawsuit to get it into the discovery process." I mean, it probably wouldn't have the effect of swinging the election. They've got to do that in court and through these legislatures, et cetera. But I'm sure they would like to go through discovery with Dominion and find out exactly, you know, what these ties are. Cut 14, this is Sidney Powell again.
There's evidence of different benefits being provided to the people who spent $100 million of taxpayer money at the last minute for their state to get the Dominion voting systems put in time for this election in different ways. There's one person that a lawyer told me got, quote, election insurance, meaning that he would be able to make sure he was elected. I'm sure they explained that feature in detail to many people who expressed interest in putting this voting system in.
Election insurance. Does it become clearer why Las Vegas isn't paying off any of the bets either way on this election? I don't think gamblers usually pay off on a fixed race if they can prove it, if they can stand it up. Cut 12.
Experts have described it across the board, from a Princeton group of three professors to experts that we have talked to, about its end-user vulnerabilities. People can admittedly go in and change whatever they want. They can set the ratio of votes from one thing to another. They can say that a Biden vote counts as 1.25 and a Trump vote counts as 0.75. And those may be the numbers that were actually used here. It's not just the swing states that were affected. The algorithm was likely run across the country.
Now we know why Sidney Powell was saying yesterday that any Republican candidate in the United States who lost by fewer than 6 percentage points should try to be getting involved in some kind of lawsuit, filing his or her own lawsuit, or getting involved in one of these. I guess they're running class action suits, because You know, there were some close races. The Republicans have prevailed in most of them across the country in the U.S. House of Representatives. They just today, by the way, took the they retained the seat that Peter King on Long Island was giving up. He retired. And the Democrats were hoping to flip that seat, but it's going to stay in Republican hands. So that cuts Nancy Pelosi's margin even further. But, you know, there were some Senate seats lost. And John James, I keep coming back to him in Michigan. I mean, he was way ahead, just like Trump was way ahead in Michigan. And suddenly it flipped around and he lost by a very small margin of votes. And sure would love to have him in the Senate. Wouldn't have to be biting our nails over what's going to happen in Georgia, where they're going to try to bring in half of Hollywood and Berkeley and Madison and all these college towns. Everybody with a trust fund is going to move to Georgia and register to vote. It's just a real mess. We're going to take some calls here in a while. 844-500-4242. If you're a new viewer of Newsmax, we welcome you. And we're going to try to give you the fair and balanced, the fair and balanced news you perhaps used to get somewhere else. And now you can get it, we hope, at Newsmax. Andy Snyder from Manward Press wants you to know that starting just days from now, a select but highly powerful virtually handpicked by the Obama administration will lay the groundwork for an audacious new law, a devastating announcement on December 16th that could change America forever. To learn more about this, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the American flag banner. This could have a longer lasting financial and personal impact than the crisis of 2008. In the video, Andy will lay out the five simple steps for you that will help you avoid the economic chaos that could lie ahead. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the American flag banner. That's HowieCarshow.com and click on the flag banner. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by my stocking sampler. Get two of my books and two t-shirts for only $19.99. That's a savings of $50. To get yours, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Quantities are limited of some size t-shirts, so get there quickly. You can do a lot of your Christmas shopping for just $19.99. Two books and two t-shirts from the Howie Carr collection. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the votes in Wayne County, Michigan, not be counted?
No, I think they will be counted to some extent. I'm not sure all of the ones from non-existent people will all be counted, or dead people. The guy who was born in 1823, I'm not sure his vote will ultimately count.
52% say yes, the votes will not be counted.
I hope so. That was terrible what was done to those two Republican canvassers, especially the woman from the suburbs. This crazy guy who's just elected state rep was talking about her caucasity. I guess that means her whiteness, as Raphael Warnock would say in Georgia, and how her kids might be threatened in school if she voted against certifying the votes. Just pure rampant thuggery, mob rule. And 10-on-1 is Democrat fun. A group of Harvard University students circulated a petition aimed at keeping Trump administration officials from ever teaching, attending, or speaking at the Ivy League school again. This is at Harvard University, you know? They're all behind that professor who was indicted for allegedly taking payoffs from the Chinese in return for his services. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that Sidney Powell's in the front of this thing because I put my money on her. She's a fighter, and the way she laid it out today is exactly how it looks, exactly how it happened. And after all, we have to listen to the president-elect. This is what he said he had going for him.
Yeah, he did. We should have that cut. We should play. That's one of those cuts we should play all the time. And Rudy Giuliani mentioned it the first time. He said this is why he bragged about having the great voter fraud organization. And later on, he said it was a Freudian slip. But, you know.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
What did he mean to say? The voter fraud organization?
There's Freudian slips and there's Freudian slips, Arthur. I think you would agree. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Howie.
Yes. Yes.
You changed my life in January with Liz Warren. I've actually got on to Team Trump. They got a hold of me. I'm just going to do two things. That 1776 thing to get the 1619 thing out of school was my spearhead idea because I'm a minister also. But we'll be talking about the election. Trump 100% won. Do a Ric Flair scream.
Oh, this is for those of you who don't know who this is, this guy went up to New Hampshire and yelled at Elizabeth Warren. Of course, she had a meltdown because she's ready for prime time. Not. Go ahead, Michael.
Howie, I have 30 years of litigation in real estate and never been sued. They are flying me down to Atlanta on Saturday morning. They have no idea who they woke up. I met Mr. Pillow. He did a commercial at the rally.
And Mike Lindell.
And they wanted to take his cross off. Okay, but then here's a scoop. I mean, with the election, the thing they don't know, it's so rampant. It's so powerful. Trump won by 10 to 20 million votes.
I know. At first, I thought that when Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell started saying that they were exaggerating. But I'm not so sure now. It really does seem like, the mechanism for taking the election from Trump kind of broke down under the weight of all the votes that he had. And how can if Trump has record numbers of from the last 60 years of Hispanic voters, of black voters. The suburban women who were supposedly deserting him weren't deserting him. They were just shy Trump voters. The only group that he went down in, believe it or not, apparently, according to exit polls, is white males. And I find that hard to believe as a white male. I don't know nobody like me that I know deserted him. Thanks for the call, Michael. Let me just go over a few of the things that were said at this press conference this afternoon by the Trump legal team. Observers were allegedly prevented from watching mail-in ballots being opened. Allegedly unequal application of the law in Democrat counties. So they were in Pennsylvania, the Democrat counties were calling voters who had put in defective ballots and allowing them to quote-unquote correct it, whereas they weren't doing that in the Republican areas. Voters allegedly arrived at the polls to discover other people had voted for them. We know that. We've had some of them on the air with us who've called in. Election officials were allegedly told not to look for defects in ballots and to backdate ballots. That was going on everywhere, backdating the ballots. They've got all kinds of affidavits on that. Ballots casting votes for Joe Biden and no other candidates were allegedly run several times through the machine. That was going on in Michigan, according to, again, sworn affidavits. Absentee ballots were accepted in Wisconsin without being applied for first. They went over this last night in the Wisconsin Election Commission. The Democrats were denying it, not very believably. There were allegedly overvotes with some precincts reportedly recording more voters than residents, among other problems. Do you need any more problems than that? Voting machines and softwares were allegedly owned by companies with ties to the Venezuelan communist regime and to the left-wing donor George Soros. And nine, the Constitution provides a process for electing a president if the vote is corrupted. I mean, that may be what it comes down to. And they just have to, the legislators just aren't very courageous, let's put it bluntly. And they've got to be persuaded to do the right thing and to send electoral slates that reflect the reality of the vote rather than the Democrat corrupted fantasies. We'll be right back with Joe DeGenova. I'm Howie Carr.
Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us now on the news line is Joe DeGenova. He's the former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. He usually joins us on the Mondays and at this time and to talk about Russiagate. But I asked him to be on today. He was at the press conference. He's working on the president's legal team. And I wanted to just talk to him about the press conference and what happens next. Joe DeGenova, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Great to be with you, Harry.
Well, so that was a pretty impressive performance, especially by Sidney Powell, I thought. And what happens next, Joe?
Well, we pick up the paper right afterwards, and the headline in the Detroit Free Press is, Giuliani has lots of witnesses, but no evidence. Now, can you believe that headline? I said the headline should be, the Detroit Free Press has lots of writers, but no brains. I mean, it's unbelievable. At any rate, what's next is more cases, more work all night long here at Trump headquarters. And we see whether or not federal judges will listen to us and do the right thing, which is declare Donald Trump won the election, because he did.
Is it all going to be up to federal judges, or in some states is the legislature going to step in, like, for instance, Michigan, where
they
control? No?
Can't tell. Can't tell, because these legislators are all, you know, political animals, and they're making calculations that have nothing to do with the president of the United States, which is a mistake, because it isn't about the president. It's about the country. The way this election was stolen, and make no mistake about it, this election was stolen on election night. This was a pre-planned event. It didn't just happen. You know, I've watched this, and you saw that board today where it shows all these states. And all the counting stopped at one time. And all the computers did their thing at the same time. Now, that's a coincidence, right? That's just a coincidence that happened in those six-plus states. Well, guess what? If it's a coincidence, it's a coincidence with a purpose. That just doesn't happen. This wasn't an accident. This was planned. And everybody in the newsrooms around this country knows it. They know it. They know it for a fact. So we're going to prove it. We're going to show it. And the statistical analyses that are being done now will show not only the high improbability of all of these things happening at the same time, but the statistical impossibility of these things happening at the same time. And the role that Dominion played in this with its subsidiary software companies all will be demonstrated. This doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. We've been working at it for 2 weeks. Today's press conference was designed to demonstrate to the media that who say there is no evidence of fraud, how ludicrous that statement is. There is tons of evidence of fraud, illegality, and misconduct. It isn't even a close call anymore. The only people who believe that are people who don't want to get to the truth. And this is about determining where the illegal ballots were cast and eliminating every single one of those illegal ballots.
Well, let's take an example that that Sidney Powell brought up. This guy, Eric Comer, he's this rabid leftist who apparently works for Dominion. and he's a vice president. And he, I guess they got him on some kind of virtual meeting or something with Antifa, of all people. And he says,
right.
Well, you know, I don't worry about Trump. I've already taken care of it, so he's going to bleeping lose. Now, I assume you guys have that. But, you know, you're going to go into court with that. And if it's like every other trial I've ever covered as a reporter, you know, somebody's going to stand up and say, well, you know, that was just, barroom talk. He didn't really do anything. He has a freedom of speech. You have no proof that he actually did fix the election. I mean,
it would be one thing if he were a barroom owner who was simply saying that on the internet, but he is an officer of the corporation that has the voting systems in 28 states. He is an individual who holds 9 patents on election software. He made the statement, and if it's so innocent, why did he take it down from the internet? Why did he remove it if it's so innocent? Look, Howie, you're absolutely right. A statement is a piece of evidence. We will get to test that. He'll get to come in and say, I didn't mean that. And he'll get to be cross-examined. We'll get to that. But the bottom line is, a piece of evidence starts one way, becomes something else, and evolves. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, we're just getting started. We've got time. We're working on these cases. Again, what we are counting on up front is the denial of equal protection and due process to the president in the way the mail-in, mail-out, and ballots that were requested. My brain is a little addled right now as a result of all the work we're doing. Absentee ballots were counted. This is about the count. How was it conducted? Why were Republican observers and watchers excluded from the count? There's only one reason for that. They were excluded so they couldn't see the envelopes, so they couldn't tell that once the ballots were separated from the envelopes, they would never be able again to prove whether or not those ballots were legitimate, credible, and verified. It was a purposeful scheme to exclude the observers so they wouldn't be able to see what was being done. Is anybody going to tell me that at the same time, in 6 states, the voting stops, the computer does its special little gig, and then a couple of hours later after midnight, hundreds of thousands of ballots are delivered to these counting centers, and they all look exactly the same, just about. No, that's not an accident. That's not a coincidence. Again, it is a coincidence with a purpose. We'll get a chance to prove that. We've got witnesses who talk about it. And so we'll get our shot. We'll do the best we can. And if the courts in this country can't save us from this, God help the courts.
The wheels of justice grind slowly, as you know better than me, Joe DeGenova, especially in the federal courts. You're going to have to move quickly here. And, you know, and the other thing is that I've noticed as being a courtroom reporter for a number of years is these Democrat-appointed judges, federal judges, especially the Obama judges, and to a lesser degree, the Clinton judges, They're just total ideologues. There's no consideration of legal issues. It's just all party line votes all the time. Well, I mean, you're going to have to go through those courts.
Well, you know, Howie, you know, you get the cards you're dealt. We'll deal with that. Everything's being handled on an expedited basis. We get to go to higher courts and we get to go to the Supreme Court. You know, we can't worry about that. You can't complain about that. You got to do your job. You move on. We're fighting for the president. This guy deserves it immensely. We were on a call with him a little while ago. He's geared up. He's rocking and rolling. He's as strong as ever, and he's not going to give up.
I hope not. Now, I asked you, I think, on Monday about this server that was supposedly taken into custody somewhere in Europe. And I guess Sidney Powell was asked about it again today. Do we know any more about this server? You know, who has the server? Who had original custody of the server?
No
What's
idea.
On? No idea, really?
Howie, I don't know. Honey, Howie, I do not know. So that is Sidney Powell's issue. She is the one person on the group of lawyers who is working on that issue. She is the sole repository of all the information about it. We know about the history of the company. We know its pedigree. We know it is suspect. We know it's used in 28 states. We know it's made massive errors over time. We cannot figure out why states continue to use it. You would have to be either corrupt or a moron to continue to use Dominion and their sub-corporations software. It is a disaster. It is hackable. There's no way in the world any really legitimate Secretary of State will use the crap that Dominion's software is. About the rest of it, the server and everything, I don't know anything about that. I've seen it reported a couple of times. I've seen no confirmation. I had somebody send me an email today who's a former CIA guy, said that the reason the U.S. military allegedly made the seizure was because it is a CIA front company that the computer was seized from. I do not know whether or not that is true or not. I do not know that, but we have had people from the former CIA people contact us. We've put them in contact with Sydney. She's handling it. I don't know the answer.
Are all these cases going to end up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, all these states, or are some of these fraudulent returns going to be overturned at the state level?
Well, depending upon what the federal judges do, most of the state courts are not going to be helpful because they're just basically in these states. They're very political. They're all Democrats, and you just can't look at the Michigan Supreme Court. I mean, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
Yeah, five Democrats,
two Republicans. I mean, the five Democrats are just like, they're like five monkeys. Sitting on a wall. It's unbelievable. Some of the things they write are so stupid. You just can't believe that they're sitting state judges. It's just unbelievable. We're not counting on them. We don't have any choice. Once the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules, we'll go to the Supreme Court.
I would say Pennsylvania is your best shot. I mean, that seems just like it's totally out of control. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania just totally overrode the legislature's laws, and that's prohibited.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, there is no doubt that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is totally politicized and that what has occurred there is an abomination of the rule of law. They have ignored the state constitution. They have ignored the United States Constitution. It's an embarrassment. It's just an embarrassment.
Is the Electoral College going to select the president, or is the House of Representatives going to elect the president, do you think, Joe? Honestly.
Right now, you're at center court and you throw the ball in the air. You don't know the answer until either the House gets it or the Electoral College gets it. You'll know that sometime in early December.
Are you confident, Joe? That's a softball question for you, but people want to have their they want to remain confident. Our viewers and our listeners, can you give us something to be confident about?
Yeah, the president's lawyers are fighting like hell. We have great confidence in our facts and our law, and if given a fair shot, we're going to win this case for the president, and he's going to get a second term. Believe me, we've got a great bunch of people. I mean, this is just people are doing this, for free. I mean, I'm not getting paid, I can tell you that. Neither is Victoria. We're just doing this because we want to help this president, because we think this election was stolen from him. And make no mistake about it, it was stolen from him.
You think it was the landslide that, Lynn Wood and Sydney have been talking about, 80 million votes and over 400 electoral votes? You think it was that big of a landslide?
I do believe that. Yes, I do. I do believe that Lynn Wood is correct.
All right. Joe DeGeneva, get back to work, and let's win this one for the Gipper. That's all I can say. I hope you're right, Joe, and give our best to everybody on the team, and we're with them all the way. Thank you. That's Joe DeGeneva, the former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Beatrice emailed me and Nancy sent a card. The reviews are all the same. The Thunderstorm really works. This is a great product. It's so much easier to use than some of the big air purifying systems. So winter is coming on, so plan now. Eden Pure is going to continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. They're able to do this because of the huge response from the Howie Carr Show listeners and viewers. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. Could be pet odors, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell lingering in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost $1,000 and take up a lot of space. When you take advantage of the BOGO offer, the Thunderstorm is below $100, and it doesn't take up any room, as you can see. Also, no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer right now and experience for yourself what all the viewers and listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Joe Biden came out of the basement briefly today. President-elect, selected by the mainstream media. President-elect Joe Biden was out, and he was back to the old Joe Biden that we grew to be appalled by on the campaign trail. I haven't even heard these cuts. Taylor, what have we got here?
We've got some serious glitching going on.
Okay, let's just go straight to the videotape or the audio tape.
Governors need to be able to get funding when they need to bring their National Guard into play.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President-elect? Next.
We talked a lot about with the governors about what the immediate needs are. We're going to employ the Defense Reconstruction Act to be able to go out there and dictate companies build and do following things. We need much more testing. We need much more masking. We need gloves. I asked them East to go and ask the National Governors Association through the Governor Cuomo and the ones on the line to let us know what their shortages are.
That's one you've got to try to transcribe, Howie. That one, if you lay it out word for word, it's not going to make sense.
Impose, enforce, implore. I got them mixed up. And I like the fact, too, he asks Governor Cuomo what he would like. Governor Cuomo would like to get rid of some of those reporters that he was screaming at yesterday, that he totally melted down because they were trying to ask him legitimate questions. One more Biden cut here.
You'll find it. And you'll find your purpose as we're going to find our purpose for our nation as a nation now. I promise you that.
He promises that we're going to find our purpose as a nation for a nation? Is that what he said?
Our purpose for a purpose as a nation.
Let me hear that one again.
You'll find it. And you'll find your purpose as we're going to find our purpose for our nation as a nation now. I promise you that.
Where the hell did I leave that purpose? I don't know where it went. 844-500-4242. Let me hear that second one again, too. Very briefly here, Taylor. I got to hear it. It takes, you can't, it's like a good book. You have to read it more than once, or a good movie. You know, you have to see it to catch all the scenes that you might miss. Go ahead.
We talked a lot about with the governors about what the immediate needs are. We're going to employ the Defense Reconstruction Act to be able to go out there and dictate companies build and do following things.
Dictate, do companies and build further things. And he's going to impose, enforce, employ. Or all of the above and maybe none of the above. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hi, Howie. I was trying to write those down. Can you replay them again? Because I only got through the second one. Listen, Howie, you got to give Rudy Giuliani more credit. I thought he did a very credible job. He was succinct. He had his facts together. He was speaking off the cuff. He knew what he was talking about. He jumped from state to state, and he also really went after the media big time, and they should be ashamed, and they're not, but he went after them, and I thought he did a good job. He sweated a lot. He lost a few pounds. I know that.
Yeah, he did. The thing, though, was, like I said earlier, I got nothing against Rudy. I love Rudy Giuliani, and he's doing a great job, and he's been with the president since day one, and he's just a dogged fighter. But it was more like I thought he was the Rudy Giuliani of the Steve Bannon war room, you know, just kind of like he was talking to to the boys, you know, to the crew, to the choir. And, you know, he didn't need to take on the reporters. I mean, we all know the reporters are jerks, right? I mean, and they proved it afterwards when that crazy woman was asking him the questions over and over again. I knew all the anecdotes that he was laying out, and so did everybody in this audience. We've all been immersed in this stuff for 2 weeks, whether we like it or not. I don't know. He did a decent job. I just thought Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis were just they were really on target. I would give both of them A-pluses today for the work they did. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.